not be here physically, you still walk with me. Even though I can't hear your voice, I still feel your guidance every day. Every breath you take, every move you make, that's what you say while you're watching me. Throughout the day and even when I sleep, when my flesh makes me weak, you see the God in me, forcing me to be what I'm destined to be. Damn near feel like you carrying me. At times when I felt like I would drown, you pull me back to the surface, nurture my heart with words of encouragement. You told me shit like, you too good for that. Patted me on my back to congratulate me and show me what it really meant to be myself. Now I feel like I could fly the same way you fly. I know one day our paths will collide again. I ain't tripping. I got shit to do and you got more miracles to work too. And you can do way more where you're at than where you were. You ain't have to leave here, but you did. You knew your purpose was bigger and you accepted it. And for that I'll always thank you. I be acting tough, but I miss you though. Cracking jokes and shit. And I even still got the video of you and Bash when we came to see you a while ago. And even though you may not be here physically, when shit gets tough, and I don't know who to call, and I feel like I can't take no more, and there's no one else on the road, you still walk with me.
Started losing friends too early, maybe 7th grade. B. Lou was like my brother, they shot him in his head. Invite him to my birthday party, he the only one that came. I never knew from that day, I'd never be the same. Early mornings watching news, I see another murder. 7th grade, middle school, Justin showed me a burner. Jasmine's cousins want to jump me because I made her cry. Went before the year was over, one of them niggas died. 8th grade for some reason, eyes desensitized. 9th grade I moved away to live another life. My mom sent me to high school on the other side, cause when Greg got killed she was traumatized. Hauser was the fucking man when he was alive, taught us everything we know about getting fried. Tef was a young and dissing niggas from the city, so they felt like they had to come through and slide. My uncle Mom P was a younger nigga, all I ever did was have fun with him. I can't imagine niggas having beef with him. Fucked up, my son didn't get to meet him. So many layin', so many riders, so many things for family ties. Manor got killed over a chick he was right beside. When Ulge passed away, I was so surprised. Was on the road with Chevy when I heard Ray died. When Evan got killed, I knew shit wasn't right. I could still see the look in his sister's eyes. They shot Wapo in his head the day that he signed. Not to mention my brother, feel like my heart died. No pride, no Mac Miller, the whole ride. When it passed away, I for sure cried. A lot of pain, but I don't even show it. Niggas probably didn't even know that I got all these dead homies. So many layers, so many ride, do so many things for family ties. So many layers, so many ride, do so many things for family ties. Sledge was like my big brother, used to pull up for beats. Used to hear me in that Bonneville all the way up the street. He put me on the game, he had all the freaks. Taught me how to dress, but showed me shit wasn't sweet. Chevy was older than me, didn't know that we would meet. I did a song at the studio with him and Freeze. Used to be on the battle scene. If anyone owed me money, they had to talk to Breeze. Not to mention he taught me lots of things, like how to clean up my circle, stay low from police. S used to be the big homie.
till he made a diss song about me. Late nights in the studio, me, him, and Bo. He was the sickest in the city, had the illest flow. They had pounds of haze when niggas was smoking dro. Counted like 10 stacks in front of me after school. When Spitter came to scoop me up, he had the tool. I wasn't carrying, he said I had to have one too. These niggas in the city catch you when you passing through. And I'll be damned if I don't do what I have to do. I met Shipes in South By, he was hella cool. He introduced me to Diz and now that's my man too. Me and Crip went on our first tour. I moved to Cali and met Big U. Always smoking out with Trick Trick since early days in Michigan. The shit I don't say in my interviews. A lot of love and ain't afraid to show it. You niggas probably didn't even know that I got all these real homies.
This one right here is for